USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Los Angeles County will once again require masks indoors, even for people who are vaccinated. Public health officials say there's a spike in cases of COVID-19. The White House is now pushing back against tech companies for allowing coronavirus misinformation to spread.
We've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy said COVID misinformation is a serious public health threat. During a White House meeting between President Biden and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, the president said the two pledged to work closely together in the continued battle against the virus.
We need to fight COVID-19 pandemic everywhere to strengthen global health security for tomorrow, so we're ready for the next pandemic.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A justice on the High Court is considering stepping down. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer says he hasn't decided if he'll stay on the bench. Some Democrats are calling for him to step down so President Biden can name a younger liberal to the court while Democrats hold a majority in the Senate. The 82-year-old justice said it would depend on his health and on the court. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This weekend, another heat dome is expected to become established in the northern Rockies, and this will cause temperatures to skyrocket once again. In the northwest, triple-digit temperatures are expected, and records will probably be broken. Excessive heat watches are already in effect in parts of Montana, but it's not the only state where record highs could be tied or broken. Heat is expected to expand into Idaho, Wyoming, and Utah. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Special Operation Forces are ready to begin clinical trials on a pill that may inhibit or reduce some of the effects of aging and injury. USA's John Clemens reports.
It's all part of the military's effort for improved human performance that will delay aging, while it also prevents onset to injury. Navy Commander Tim Hawkins tells us the pill could enhance mission readiness.
We're working with leading industry partners and clinical research institutions to develop a nutraceutical in the form of a pill that is suitable for a variety of uses by both civilians and military members.
This anti-aging pill could one day improve performance characteristics that typically decline as we grow older. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A former UN ambassador is speaking out on violence in America. USA's Lance Pry reports.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley on Fox News gives her point of view.
Defunding the police is what caused the spike in crime, but I also think they're never going to admit it. But look, they admitted it at the voting box when they elected Eric Adams, because here's the guy that's saying, no, we don't need to defund the police. We need more troops on the streets. Whether he's right or not is a shift that shows Democrats are trying to get out of this hole they dug, but they dug it really deep. I mean, they've caused crime waves across this country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.